The late civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., is remembered far and wide this week. The anniversary of his birth, his actual birthday, was 2 days ago. But since we like our three-day weekends in America, the observance of his birthday will be Monday, and many government offices and schools will be closed in commemoration. It's far from a day off for many people. Celebrations and ceremonies about the life and work of Dr. King abound through the weekend and through next week in the University of Oregon in particular. We'll visit with one of the organizers of an Ashland ceremony in a moment, but we want to hear from you, too. You can call us with word of King Day events in your town, King Day week events in your town if you have them, or just call to talk and share your memories of Dr. Martin Luther King. So let me give the numbers again, 800-838-3760, anywhere you can hear us. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Claudia Alec is an associate producer at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and one of the people behind the MLK celebration on Monday during the daytime in Ashland at noon. And she's here in the studio with me. Claudia, thanks for coming back to The Exchange.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is a bit of an anniversary, I understand, for the Ashland celebration, isn't it?
Oh, actually, I think that we had our anniversary last year. This might be, what, our 26th year, 27th year?
26, okay.
Yeah, we've been doing it for quite a while.
And how did it start?
Oh, gosh. It started through...
Before your time, I understand.
Yeah,
it started before
my time, and it was a community effort. The school district got together. The city of Ashland started the event, and it's been going on for many years.
Okay, so noon and where, and what are some of the elements of the program?
It starts at noon at the historic Ashland Armory. We're telling folks to show up early with canned goods or clothing goods. We're doing a clothing drive for the Maslow Project and a food drive with the Rogue Valley Food Project. And the people line up outside at least an hour beforehand. So just dress warmly, and we're going to cross our fingers for good weather. The program itself is going to have Walker Elementary School kids who are also marching today, I believe, ballet folklorico dancing, an original piece from the MLK operetta. Creator Renaissance is doing a beautiful piece that ties together the Gettysburg Address and homelessness, and it's really moving. We're celebrating the anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. It's the 50th anniversary this year, so there's going to be some educational material about that that's pretty moving. And we're also going to have something that talks about Ashland in the past and Ashland today. We have Ashland Dance Works, Rogue Valley Gospel Group. It's going to be a huge show.
Ashland in the past brings up an interesting point, that Ashland was actually a hotbed of Ku Klux Klan activity back in the teens and 20s, the 19-teens and 1920s. Is that part of this discussion?
Well, that will definitely be part of the presentation. Yes, indeed.
Hmm.
And it's all about celebrating who we are today. At the end of the celebration, we gather in a march that will be led by the Black Student Union and Hawaiian Student Unions here at SOU, and they'll be marching us from the historic Ashland Armory to the plaza, where the Peace Choir will greet us with song, and we will listen to the I Have a Dream speech. And it's always just incredibly moving to see such a diverse group of people, intergenerational, ethnically diverse, holding hands and hearing that speech together.
Is the I Have a Dream speech a recording, or is somebody going to be delivering the text of it?
It will be his recording, which will be broadcasting, and hopefully many people in the town will be able to hear it from there.
This is a whole lot of moving parts for this particular observance. So, I mean, is there one person in charge of it all? Is that you, or how does this all work?
We've been meeting for months, so it's a big planning committee, and it's definitely a project that could not be done without many, many people working on it. And if people want to see it, they can also go online to see it at ashlandhome.us.
Ashlandhome.us. All right. Claudia Alec again with us on the Jefferson Exchange to talk about the Ashland observance at noon on Monday. Join us with discussions about your MLK weekend events. We'll call them MLK week events because they do seem to go on for quite a while at some communities around the region. Our phone numbers again, 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area. In our Rogue Valley zone, 541-552-6782, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. And it's not just about events. We can also talk about the message and the life and your particular memories of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We want to hear those, too. Again, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. We got an email from Jody Schmidt, who's the executive director of Chamber Music Concerts. She reminds us that there'll be a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King also on Monday, January 20th at 7:30 in the evening at the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall. The event features the award-winning Chicago-based Axiom Brass Quintet with Lawson Inada, the former Oregon Poet Laureate. The Axiom Brass will perform pieces by David Sampson and George Walker, interspersed with selected readings by Inada from the speeches and letters of Dr. Martin Luther King. Admission is free. For more information, you can visit chambermusicconcerts.org. We also have some stuff that we pulled up from Reading. about observances of Martin Luther King Day there at 8 o'clock in the morning, a bell ringing inside the old City Hall at 1313 Market Street, followed by a worldwide bell ringing at 9 a.m. There'll be a shuttle at 9:45 leaving the Martin Luther King Jr. Center to the courthouse for prayer and praise circle, a community walk at 10:30 from the courthouse to the Martin Luther King Center, a birthday of service celebration program at the center at 11, followed by lunch at 12:30. So that's in Reading. We've got Reading and Ashland pretty well covered. We can hear from your community as well. Let us know what's going on in your town at 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Again, Claudia Alec here in the studio with me, associate producer from the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, talking about the Ashland observance.
And I'm wondering, have you heard about the Medford observance? There's going to be a celebration happening in Medford, I believe, on Sunday at 2 p.m. And I'm not exactly sure about the location. It might be it's at one of the high schools, one of the Medford high schools, but I can't remember if it's North or South Medford.
I did have that called up. I'm going to have to bring it back up again.
Oh, yeah.
But okay. And if somebody was involved with that Medford event, by all means, give us a call. Yes, that is on Sunday. And give us a call about that. And so, obviously, there's so much you can consider doing with any celebration of the life and work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Is it really, Claudia, a case of figuring out what not to include?
Well, for us, generally, we look at what's happening in the world. For us, it was the Civil Rights anniversary, the Civil Rights Act anniversary. We felt like that was a beautiful touchstone. And we're celebrating where we've been and where we're trying to get to. But, of course, we live in an amazing community, so there's so many beautiful, talented people doing things, which is why it's lucky there are so many other events happening. There was a beautiful event last night at Central Point, one of the acts from there is going to be an hour show. And we'd like to think while we're in Ashland, our celebration is for the entire Rogue Valley. We've got people from the entire Rogue Valley in the show.
And again, that one is noon, approximately noon to 1:30 for your celebration. We talked about the other one in the evening, which is readings and music. So many different elements to this, but it's more than about entertainment, too. It's about carrying the work forward. So is there a particular urge to action that comes with the event?
Well, with our work, we're trying to look back at the history. So the event is educational. Hopefully, we've got a lot of kids in the audience learning things that they just don't know about. And it's also inspirational. It's about helping us look at the work we're already doing and filling our tanks so we can keep doing that work throughout the year.
There's something at the end of the ceremony, isn't there, about commitment cards?
Oh, that was years ago.
Was it? Okay. I looked at the wrong year.
This year, we'll be gathering in that march, and that's always just a beautiful thing where we have the Ashland Dance Works doing this sort of gorgeous dance, and then we march together. And Casey Jama is our keynote speaker, and he's the executive director for the Center of Intercultural Organizing. And hopefully his remarks will also educate us, inspire us, and the show itself is going to be really entertaining.
Of course. It certainly helps to have the Oregon Shakespeare Festival involved. And has the festival been involved since the beginning?
It has.
Tell us about your own recollections of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I'm just going to take a wild guess based on what I perceive to be your age that you probably don't have a lot of memories from your own life of him.
Yes, I don't have any personal memories, unfortunately. I was born in Memphis, Tennessee, though, so I remember the first time I went to visit my family there, and we visited where he passed away, where he was murdered. And he's an inspiration. He's a touchstone. There are many times when I can visit his language and use that to help keep going forward with the work that we're already doing. I love this country, and I love this community, and we're doing so well, but we still have a long way to go.
Seems kind of weird, doesn't it, to think about 50 years since the Civil Rights Act passed, and to think about, a lot of years since Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. himself was getting on 50 years for that as well. I think you just pointed it out yourself, but we've come a long way, but there's still a bit of distance yet to travel.
On his birthday, to celebrate his birthday, I decided to post a lot of things on Facebook about economic inequality, racial inequality, and the inequalities that are happening throughout the United States, environmental inequality. And a friend of mine, she poked me and she said, are you upset? Is something wrong? And I said, no, this is how you celebrate his birthday, by showing what we need to do and where we need to go.
That was an interesting conversation, wasn't it? But trying to convince people that, you know, just when you're talking about the things that are still left that need to be adjusted in the world, people can sometimes take that as anger or depression or something.
That's why I love doing a big show where you've got kids singing and children dancing and people just sharing amazing talent. And it's a joyful celebration while at the same time educational and looking at the things we need to do.
So share your thoughts listening in about Martin Luther King Jr. and his life and his work, or talk about events in your community coming up to observe the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the birthday observance coming up on Monday. Our phone number is again on the exchange, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Looking at the Register Guard, it looks like Eugene and Springfield have quite a list of events going on Monday and then other ones following in the week. There'll be the Martin Luther King Jr. March at 9:30 in the Springfield, Eugene area. The Martin Luther King celebration begins with a march at 1:30 and a gospel choir concert at 3 o'clock on the University of Oregon campus. A community celebration at Lane Community College featuring a keynote address by Breaking Bad actor Giancarlo Esposito. That's at 6:30 in the evening on Monday. So lots of stuff going on. And then let's go back to the march then. This begins at the Science Factory parking lot next to Autzen Stadium on Harris Parkway in Eugene. Ends at the Shed on Broadway for a post-march celebration from 11 to 12:30 on Monday. That features a community slideshow, University of Oregon President Michael Gottfriedson and other speakers, a welcome by Eugene Mayor Kitty Piercy, and entertainment by Frat Sorority Step Dance and the NAACP 2014 MLK Choir. And as we understand, there are further events going on just all through the week at the University of Oregon. There's a day of service on Monday. Saul Williams, the musician and poet, will be on campus on Tuesday. Wednesday, the Black Student Union and the Black Women of Achievement host a candlelight vigil at the EMU Amphitheater. That's at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. So a big week of events coming up in Eugene and Springfield, including the University of Oregon campus. Here again, you can tell us about your events, 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782. Eureka and Arcata both having events on Monday as well. The Humboldt chapter of the NAACP sponsors the Eureka Celebration at the Adorney Center at noon. The City of Arcata's Recreation Department and Arcata Elementary School co-sponsor the Arcata Celebration called Bowl of Beans, beginning at 5 o'clock at the Arcata Community Center. So lots of MLK weekend and day events coming up. You mentioned you started meeting months ago, Claudia Alec, to put the Ashland Celebration together. Is there some discussion of like, well, we had this part last year, let's keep this in, or do you always just start with a clean slate and move ahead from there?
We start with a clean slate. This year we did look at what we had done in the past and we revisited that. We tend to look at a quote. Our quote this year was, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice." And that was one of the things that helped us in our curation of acts. But we also were in conversation with all of the other celebrations that are happening throughout the valley. So I spoke to the Medford group and said, hey, you should use Ashland Dance Works. They have a great number for you. Then Ashland Dance Works called me up and said, you know what? We would love to volunteer on Sunday, and we'd also love to put together a brand new piece for your event as well.
I have the notes from Reed here that the celebration in Medford is at North Medford High School's auditorium at 2 o'clock on Sunday the 19th. Let's go to Sandy in Mount Shasta. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking Martin Luther King's life and MLK Day events with Claudia Alec.
Oh, hi. That was fast. I'm really glad to hear you talking about the whole issue of income inequality and all of that, because for years it's been a frustration of mine that on Martin Luther King's birthday, everybody trots out, "I have a dream," and pretty much ignores what I thought was a much more important speech. Was the one he gave, not that "I Have a Dream" wasn't important, but the one he gave it twice, a speech called "Why I'm Opposed to the War in Vietnam." And the earliest version of it, which is really hard to locate, was given at, I think, at a fairly small church a few days before he gave it in a more public forum. And it was very impassioned and still moves me profoundly to this day. And he really essentially was saying that I've lived long enough for the dream to become a nightmare. Hmm. That this country is investing so much in war and in violence around the world that it's pretty much eliminating all chance of ever realizing the the kinds of inequality, including economic, reducing the kinds of inequality and creating more equality, particularly economic and social equality in this country.
All right, Sandy, so, thanks. Thanks for reminding us about that. Appreciate the call. And so, Claudia, you were talking about being inspired by the language of Dr. King. You kind of have to deliver the I Have a Dream speech because people are so familiar with it. But there is an opportunity here, it sounds like, to really delve into some of his other writings and speakings and come up with some great material.
And our MC, D.L. Richardson, he's amazing. And we told him, you know, our theme is 1964 to 2014, 50 years of striving towards freedom and justice, a work in progress, you know, Civil Rights Act. And we said, could you put together a little PowerPoint or something that could play in the background while we're seating people? And he put together one of the most moving things I've ever seen. It has actual quotes from a speech that Martin Luther King gave about his daughter not being able to go to Funtown. And then there's going to be language from LBJ. There's language from Kennedy. There's language from letters from a Birmingham jail, as well as, again, pictures and stories from our own community, and it ties it all together. But it's all about using all of his language, all of his words, and trying to talk about all of those topics that he touched upon.
Let me extend this out for just a couple more minutes. We're going to keep visiting with Claudia Alec here from the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. We're talking about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his life, his work, and about the observances of his birthday coming up starting this weekend and extending well into next week at communities around our region. Join us and let us know what's going on in your community, 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Or please feel free to call and talk about your own memories of the life and work of Dr. King and how he might have inspired you. So, Claudia, it was interesting what Sandy was just saying about income inequality, which reminds us that Dr. King was in Memphis at the time of his death working with the sanitation workers
exactly.
to try to get better wages for them. So
garbage
it wasn't
strike.
Always just about dealing with different races, colors, et cetera. It was much more, and there were lots of things that he was really firmly rooted in seeking out justice for anyone.
And to open up our show, because we know that we're celebrating Martin Luther King Day, but it's about celebrating the values that he fought and he died for. And that's the point. It's a day of service, but it's also a day to reflect upon all of these social justice workers that we have lost throughout the years and also the ones that are working alongside us today. So our opening number is an invocation of names, where we are just saying the names of people from all over the world and from our community that have done this work. And it's called Invocation of Names. And it was written by the community. We sent out an email and said, just send us three names of people who you think have done the work. So it's everybody from Mahatma Gandhi to again, people from this community.
So it could be any, you know, a person from history right up to your next door neighbor?
Yeah, the piece is written and staged and it has guitar music and drums and it's an entire piece. But again, it was written by the community.
Fun. The words of Martin Luther King, again, to come back to that point about the language of Dr. King and the things that you can pull up to be inspired. I mean, I imagine there's just several shelves full of works of things that he wrote and said. There's just a lot to work from here, isn't there?
It's very true. One of the funnest meetings we have at the top of it, we are sponsored by Martoli's Pizza. They're one of our sponsors. And so we gather around, we're eating this free pizza, and we just start spitting out quotes. And we take out our tablets and our iPhones, and we start looking for what quote is going to help fuel us and inspire us and also help us with our design work. We have a brand new t-shirt this year, and it's the universe. And it's the arc of the universe on that t-shirt. And again, it's hopefully it'll be inspiring and I'll be wearing it all year long and just keeping my tank full.
Is there ever any sense from you or anybody else who works with organizing MLK Day events that we need to do a better job of making sure that the other 364 days of the year we represent the message as well as we do on that day?
Well, I think that's why it's great that this event happens in January, because it kicks us off in the right direction. But it's good to remember that while Monday is a day of service, we should be serving the entire year.
Absolutely. And so how many people actually can fit inside the historic Ashland Armory for the event? You mentioned that that people tend to line up outside. And, of course,
yes.
It being January, it can get a little nippy out there.
Yeah, we can fit around 800 people in there, I believe. And we have a secondary staging space at Standing Stone. So for those who cannot fit in, we'll be live streaming two standing gin restaurants, so people will have a warm space to sit. And in fact, they might be luckier than the folks inside because they can order food and have coffee.
That's why I'm smiling here, thinking the folks at Standing Stone get a pretty good deal. You know?
And then, of course, at the end of that event, we all gather together and then meet on the plaza.
Is there any charge for the event at noon on Monday in Ashland?
Completely free, but we do ask, bring canned food, bring a piece of clothing. The food drive and the clothing drive are a big part of the event, and they're very important.
I noticed, too, that a lot of these Martin Luther King observances around the region are free, but they do ask for similar things like donations of food. So maybe it's just best to have a couple of cans of food with you when you arrive, just in case. That might be part of the expectation, too. Bill Rausch, I understand, is going to deliver the keynote address for this.
Gosh, I think you might have
a
press release from 2008, which is kind of awesome. I love that. It means that our Facebook has wonderful archives. Our keynote address will be done by Casey Jama. He's the executive director for the Center of Intercultural Organizing. And he's going to be speaking on immigrant issues as well as social justice issues. And he's just a really articulate and smart storyteller.
Okay. One more reminder to me that when you pick up stuff off the internet about events, make sure you have the year confirmed on there as well. But for sure, the Martin Luther King observance will happen noon Monday at the historic Ashland Armory. You heard about a lot of the other events going on around the region. Claudia Alec is associate producer at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. She's been our guest. Claudia, always good to talk to you.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Short break on The Exchange, then back with Garrison Keillor.